Right, by Yossi Moore, Sunday Night.
Right. There was a young lady. A young lady that on Motzei Shabbos, she took her child, her little baby, she took her child, Rochel, the young lady called Rochel, she took her child and she went to visit the mother, right? She went to visit the mother on Motzei Shabbos to have a Malevah Malka, very geschmack. Okay, the Maisa, after the Malevah Malka, she comes home and the husband goes to learn and she now has to put the children to bed. And this baby that she has, she realizes that the dummy is nowhere to be found. She calls up her mother, which is further up the road, like a 20-minute walk up the road, and she says, look around the flat, can you find the dummy? She says, I found the dummy. Okay, what are we going to do? You need to bring it to me. Who's going to bring it to me? Right? My husband's learning. It's not going to be Negea. She said, call me back in a minute. I'll call you back. I've got an idea. She calls back in a minute, and she says, go down the building in about 5 minutes' time, in about 3-4 minutes' time, go down and look for the 59 bus that goes past, that stops outside. I've taken a strip of sellotape and I've stuck the dummy at the back of the 59 bus. Right, go and chap it there. Obviously, I'll put it by the brake because they don't need brakes anyway, no, it's rather the buses. So I put it there, just grab the dummy, it's going to come in about 5 minutes. Grab it and kakava, she took the dummy and she it's a good idea, huh? Great idea. Top. You can imagine a top of Mem Kibble, the number 59 coming down all the way to Rodskin. She comes down is a 30-minute walk. She comes downstairs and she just grabs the dummy and she goes back upstairs, Shalom Bar Israel. Shaila is, does she have to pay aged? Does she have to pay? 2 shekel. Usually it's 5 shekel 60. So here you pay 2-3 shekel. What's the shaila?
She used the outside of the bus. She
used the outside of the bus. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky, he liked the Amphal. That is a nice Amphal. There's a Gemara Psachim, Chavov Omdalov, that says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the Tanoim, he used to teach his Talmidim next to the wall of the Heichal. Picture the Heichal, could be the Kosel, I have to know which one it was. He used to teach Torah by that wall, right? By the wall he used to teach Torah and he used to get benefit from the wall because they used the shade, right? And the Gemara says, that's okay. Fet the Gemara Kasha, how can Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have benefit from the wall? The wall is Hekdesh, it's Kodesh, and you can't be Nana, there should be a Chiv Me'ila to do so. So the Gemara says, no. The Shani Heichal, the Heichal is different. Because the Soyche Kasi, the Kavit, it was made for the Toich. The intention of the wall primarily was to give benefit for the people inside. And where, therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is outside benefiting from it, that's not considered Hanor, at least when you get to Me'ila. Now, there are Rishonim that discuss this, if you can say the same thing to Issa. So there is basis to say that the Eged Bas is made for the people inside to be Nene, and not for the usage outside. Okay, the Tzushtal is not such a geshmak as Tzushtal la'aloch al-maisa, because one is Hekdesh and one is Momon, Hakpoda, it's Toilen Hakpoda. There is reason to believe that they haven't got a major Hakpoda of a person doing this. They might laugh at the joke, and they might feel the fact that they want to be on top of the business might say, no, the first reaction, because they don't want things to get out of hand. But la'maisa, when you sit down with them, with any company, and you say, listen, you've helped someone out, this is what you've done, and it's not going to go wild, this is not going to go, it's not as if it's going to go on a video, put around everyone to see it.
It's going to
so, sorry?
That storm, someone go around.
Yeah, exactly, this thing, every shape, that's, yeah, useful delivery, just stick it on the back of the bus. So, okay, you like the shayla. Okay, the Pasha says, it could be that she's not Mechuyev, Pasha is not Makbid, they're not Makbid, if it's a one-off thing. You're going to get people taking a string and pulling themselves from the outside of the bus. Yeah, that will happen if this carries on like this. But the Maisa, the Pashas is, it's not a Kpoda. And even though if everyone were to do it, then it would be Makwid, that's not a reason to say it's a problem. We already mentioned Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, not like the Yerushalmi, that this concept. And therefore, until she's taken to Din Torah, Pasha, she won't have to pay anything. There's no reason to pay the 2 shekel. Anyway, it's just a shayla and maizah. Just a very quick one. Just I remember a few years ago, I forgot to mention last week, I was by a chosh of a yid in Eretz Yisrael. It was Shabbos, Friday night meal. And he said to his son at the other end of the table, can you please bring me all the plates? Pass me all the plates. and there was only two plates there. Now this person, besides from being a Boki Bishas, he's a Maduktuk Adin Saif. And his son kindly asked him, he said, do you say all the plates, yeah, is all is really three. To say two, if there's two plates, you say, can you please pass me the plates? Can you pass me all the plates? Doesn't it indicate that I should mean more than two? And he said, and there's only two plates here. So he said, there's a Rashi in Parashat Shemos, that all is Negea, two. Even if we got two, it's shaykh to say kol to all of them. What's the raya? Okay, you have to see if that... Kol as in kol as an all. Kol as an all, is it going to help to say kol? Ah, well, Moshe, thank you so much. Amazing. So Rashi says, yeah, Hashem says to Moshe, go to Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mavak shemes nafshecha. All the people in Mitzrayim, they've all died. Rashi says in Bikimanim, yeah? So who are the people? So Rashi, what does Rashi say? Kimesu kol anoshim, dosom v'aviram. And yet the pasuk says, Kimesu kol anoshim. Oh, so this Indian is, you should know, it sounds light. It's a fast Indian. There's a Rashi later in Yisrael that says that. He's kol aniflois, and Rashi says three things, the mona ba'ir, and there's a tosis yom tov. It's a tzutzach about this. There's a lot of rishonim either way that say whether you can say kol. Just a nice, sweet case. I have to share with you, just before we come on to Chosh Mishmash, I've got to share with you Geshmaka, Shaila, Lamais. I want to hear what you have to say. This you have to have an opinion in. Shulchan Aruch, I want to know. Friday night, it came to Friday night. And we wanted to know where was the weekly paper that we have. It was the Jewish Tribune, whatever, one of the papers. We couldn't find it. So my wife said, what do you mean? It was by the side. And I mistakenly put all the papers, right, all the boxes and the Amazon boxes, all the other boxes that are on the side, next to the side entrance, I put it into the blue bin, right? The blue bin is the recycling bin. And among all those papers was the fresh weekly Jewish Tribune. The Chelek, the Kachab, that fresh week, okay? So now, Friday night, comes to Friday night, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Plastic open for sure. I told you the first thing I do when I get my hands on that is rip the bag open. That's the first thing. That's posh. So it was the problem was that I didn't realize I'd taken all the rubbish out, and I'd also taken the fresh weekly paper. Now it was all inside the blue bin on Friday night, and we want to know, can we take out? I went outside and I opened the flap, opened the lid, and what you can see there is loads of random papers which is not usable. Not Nagaya, I threw it out. And this licked inside the middle is a Jewish Tribune, Hamadiyah, whatever it was. Yeah. The Shaila is, what would you say, is it Muksa to go and take out the Hamadiyah? The Jewish Tribune. Is it Muksa to take out? Shulchan Aruch says that if you on Erev Shabbos throw something out into the bin, you take a plastic cup, you take something, a tissue, and you put it in the bin, from when Shabbos comes in, it turns into muksa, and we discussed already previously, not only does it become muksa, it makes the bin into a bosses. That was the whole problem. All that read that we went through that week, unless you make sure it's empty in Erev Shabbos, then it's not a bosses. But if better someone takes a few tissues, he takes a few zachen, and he puts it in the bin afterwards, Shabbos comes in, it becomes also. If you do it on Shabbos,
let's say good and bad in it, it doesn't make it
muksa. Oh, yeah. So hang on a second. That's only after Shabbos. Only when Shabbos comes in, let's say you have a plastic cup. So if you put it into the bin before Shabbos, then it becomes muksa when Shabbos comes in. But if on Shabbos you put a plastic cup into the bin and you want to now, I want to use the same plastic cup, no problem. Take it out of the bin, no problem. We discussed that already. It's only if you throw something out before Shabbos. Here, my shaila is, I threw it out before Shabbos. The funny thing is, Shulchan Aruch only said it regarding kelim, which were a person doesn't have das to use them again. Like even the poskim are happy to say a plastic cup. You're not really going to use a plastic cup. Therefore, if you throw it out before Shabbos, fine, it becomes muksa. You can't touch it. But something which is a real keli, you've never used it before, and it's properly usable, this is what it's there for. Like a real keli, a mug. Let's say you throw a mug out into the bin on Erev Shabbos, and then you realize, hey, it's a mistake, you know, I want it. That's not going to become muksa. It's only shivri kelim. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin. Shinchas Siv Zayin. It's only shivri kelim. Things which you don't intend to use anymore. So, it's such a funny scenario. You come outside my house and you open the bin and you see in front of you, most of it is muksa because most of the papers that I threw out was not, I didn't want them anymore. and therefore they all turn into Muksa because they were thrown out before Shabbos. Whereas when it comes to the weekly paper which hasn't yet been used, which is considered a Kelim, which is not a Shivri Kelim, that will not become Muksa. So it's funny, where there were papers on top of the other papers which were Muksa on top of these the Jewish Tribune, then you could do Tiltum and Atat. I got hold of my brush, you know, the famous brush that I use for the freezers, okay? And then you push away the papers which are Muksa, and then you can take the papers which are not Muksa. There's no problem with that. And as we discussed, there's also no Shaila Bosses. We already discussed if something is Agav, then it's not considered a Bosses. We discussed the Shaila, like someone once said, this was going back 2 months ago, and he wanted to put on a jumper, and he asked me by Shachris, he wants to take his jumper, but the jumper, there's a £10 note on top of the jumper. Does the jumper become a Bosses to the £10 note? It's supporting the £10 note. And we discussed this a big machlokes, and Mishnah Berurah does indicate Lekula, because he says a Bosses is only if it's meant to be, that this is its place. But if it was just there, just Agav, on Erev Shabbos, you didn't have nowhere else to put the £10 note, then it doesn't become a Bosses. Similarly, when it comes to the bin, even though there were other papers on top of it, it doesn't make it into a Bosses, as long as you don't touch the papers with your hand. This is a mamash halach al ma'isa. It's such a funny shaila. What do you say there?
It's a really straight word.
Ah, geshmak, azizis. We're dealing with muksa, right? That's one thing. So it's like a shmak and a kudda to remember that most of it is muksa, and the papers that are threw out by mistake is not muksa because it's a keli. However, you have to chap, what Rav Simcha said, that you've got to use it sort of miyad. If let's say were to be 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and she would only want to read it later on at half past 10, 11 o'clock, there's Baira Da'iraisa taking place. Isn't that an amazing thought? That you've got around the Muksa Shaila, but what's with the Baira? This is a classical Shaila. When a person by mistake puts into the bin his whole, all the Shabbos meal, and then he forgets, by mistake there's a spoon that falls inside the bin as well. So the Shaila is, can you pick it out from the bin? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, besides for touching the Muksa, but that would be okay, because you're on the way to touching the spoon. But now that you've got the spoon, you're taking the oichel min apsay, that's very nice. You're taking it b'yad v'lo b'keli, very nice. But you have to also use it straight away. It has to be miyad. Therefore, the person will say, if you by mistake drop a spoon into the bin, yes, you can take it out, but go straight to the sink. Go straight to the sink and use it for something that you need. Go straight to the sink and wash it, and use the spoon. If you don't use the spoon, you are doing b'ira, not for now, which is a big chap la'alocha to remember. It's like a shmak la'alocha to remember. By mistake, something falls in the bin that you want to take it out, and you think it's a taruva, so it's considered mixed in. It's not like a big thing falling into a spot. It's like a small spoon that's considered a taruva. Take it out, yes, but you've got to use it now. Otherwise, it's got a bit of an issue. You're doing boira. So back to our case, where the paper, you know, the Jewish Tribune was stuck inside the blue bins, and we already discussed there's no shaila muksa, but you've got to make sure that there's no shaila boira. So she's using it straight away. She's reading the paper straight away. That'll be okay.
All the papers, once a
page? It was a full paper. I threw everything in the bin. No. As long as you use one little part of it, you can even read one little possible, one little paragraph, that would also be okay. That's possible, yeah, that's okay. Okay, at least I thought that was a geshmak shaila, which is Negea this week, and I have to share with you one other shaila, which I would never have dreamt of it being a shaila. It just clicked. I was sitting down, or I was thinking to sit down, to join my son. He had a very good idea. He was ready, he used all his toys, he had enough of them. And he thought of a good idea. He's opening a boating shop. He's doing boating, right? He's in charge of boating. He made a theme park, and a part of the area of the theme park was a boating area. So this was the boating area, this bowl. A normal negevasa, sort of a negevasa bowl, really. It's a potato bowl. And he's got filled it up with a little bit of water, up to here. Okay, so he filled it up to here. And he put boats inside, and he was in charge when it's closed, when it's corona, when it's not corona, all these lockdowns, he was very in charge of. Okay, on top of it, when it was closed during corona, he took the lid, he found this very lid, and he closed it. He covered the bowl with the lid. This lid is a random lid, but covers a normal box. No shaykhs to this. And he closed it on top. And when he decided that the government opened the corona restrictions, then he took it off and let everyone come. Kids play. Okay, very nice. What shaila have you got over here? Thank you. To take this off is a shaila, not shaila, is osa mitam soisa. to put it on, is it? It's some misal. Why hell? Every time you do that, it's back as one for the prompt. Let's just be mazbe. All right, okay, here you go. Let's just be mazbe. The water level was only here, and there was a good tefach from the top of the water level to the top of the bowl. So now, when you take a closure and you close it, you have made a closed area of a tefach al tefach. Now you're gonna straight away ask, hang on a second, what's going on over here? What happens? Just take any pot. Hang on a second, you take a shalom pot and you finish the shalom pot. Has anyone ever said in the shir that you're not allowed to put the lid on top? Tosfos asks this kasha. The Rishonim asks this kasha, brought in Shin Tezvov. The Rishonim asks this kasha, and Tosfos says Shani Kaderis. He says any Kadera, how are you gonna get around oil? So Tosfos says Shani is different because it's meyuchad lekach. It fits in, it slips in. It's meyuchad lekach. Some of them are attached. Labdafka, if it's attached, even if it's not attached, the ma'aser is meyuchad for the pot. Only if it's meyuchad for the pot and it fits in well, that's when you can get around the problem of oihel and soisa. Whereas if it's a random top that you're putting over an area which has got an area inside of it, 8 centimeters by 8 centimeters by 8 centimeters, which is a tefach al tefach. That is going to be a shaila of boinel, of oihal and seisa.
You can't put a Lego thing on top of a Lego.
What do you mean a Lego thing?
A Lego exactly fitting on top, can you?
Oh, so now... That attack would be a problem. You're asking why can't you use the pot swara, the swara of the pot?
For the Lego.
Why don't you use the Lego swara to say it's okay? That is very different. Now, I'll tell you why. Because Tosfos, the case of the pot is... where you don't necessarily care about the inside. Where it comes to Lego, where a person is usually wants this whole structure, that is why it's different. You can't apply Tosfos' heta for the case of Lego where you're making a structure. Taka, in the case of Lego, you couldn't care less about the hole or something. It's not Nagea. It's Taka, no problem. It gets complicated with the Rajbol. There's a Ramah brings around. It does get confusing. But the case of the Kadera is clearly limited to where he's not so makwid. On that, we say there's a heta that if it's a Miyuch Lekach, it's okay. So this is just a Geshmak Achat to think it, to, you know, so you come Shabbos afternoon and your son's playing with his little game. No, who would ever thought it was a Shaila?
With more water,
okay. Very good. So he asked me, can I fill out water? No. That already in my cup is going to get wrecked. I'm not allowing water. Get a new one. Okay. So I'm not allowing, we're not going to allow that. Halakhically, that's a good shayla. That's the thing. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case of a chavis, and he speaks about can you put, better than the Shulchan Aruch, talking about putting a plank over a chavis, and the Shulchan Aruch says make sure that it's got enough yayin that fills up close enough to the top of the chavis. If it's a cover which is miyuchel lekach, fine. But if it's not miyuchel lekach, you've got to make sure that the wine is high enough, otherwise you've got a tefach towards the end. So over here, this shayla was lemaisa, because it's such a shayla, it could have been going backwards and forwards. You spend half an hour playing with the sun, and you'll be over soisa and boina and soisa and boina.
Maybe not. Even if it's not covered, it's only not to cover the inside, just not to. To say it's closed.
Oh!
Outside people, not.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was boats inside, there was a Gansa Masa, it was inside, it was part of the story, therefore it was a bit of an issue, so we'll have to be mashed. Tomorrow I have to get back to Chodesh Mishpah.
It's good. It's a very good
Moshi, excellent. Absolutely. It's good.